This Pete and Kimber podcast is just a little taste of the show. Get a taste of life at Murdoch at Murdoch University's Open Day, Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tour the campus and find the course you're passionate about. This is the Pete and Kimber podcast.
Hello, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. What?
Could we just have a little family meeting?
Just you and me?
Just you and me.
I mean, it's not quite a family meeting if it's just you and me.
Okay.
It's more like a brother-sister chat while mum and dad aren't here.
Right. All right. While mum and dad aren't here, we have a brother-sister chat.
Okay. Yeah.
I just want you to know that I really, really deeply, deeply appreciate the effort that you went to go all the way to Sydney just to spend what could have been 60 seconds with Jack Black, which ultimately turned into 12 minutes. Which only you would have gotten. I wouldn't have been able to do that. I wouldn't have been able to get 12 minutes out of that interview. Thanks to your remarkable talent.
Why are you sucking up to me? What's going on?
Because I feel like your reveal to me today of what Jack Black said about me, I feel like I didn't give it, but I just want you to know that no matter how that felt to me, it doesn't take away just how much I appreciate and love you for the amount of hard work that you do and what you bring to this team every day.
I just want you to know that. Oh, thank you. I appreciate you saying so. And look, you shouldn't feel bad. Wow. Oh, my God. Okay, so for those of you who don't know what just happened, of course, none of you would know what happened. While we were just sitting in the chair, producer Rami came in the studio door and went behind Pete. And this producers come in all the time, so we didn't even think anything of it. But Rami came in with a giant snake coiled up in his hands and put it right behind Pete's back. And Pete absolutely pooped himself.
I think he just shat himself. Are you okay? Come on in.
That scared me. The way he jumped back from the table then scared the crap out of me.
Hey, get on the other mic.
No, I can feel it. Piss off.
Did you touch his back with it?
Yeah. He started touching his neck, I think.
He nearly broke his leg getting off that chair and throwing himself out of the studio. Do you know what? Can we, Rami, now that you're here with me, can we be honest and have a little chat?
Sure.
When we've had a snake in the studio before, we did it for the 24-hour show that we did last year.
It's actually the same snake.
Oh, is it the same snake?
Look at it.
Oh, he's really got a grip on you. Yeah. Can you get your fingers out? You're right.
Yeah, that's right.
When we did that 24-hour show and Pete said he was afraid of snakes, and so one of the challenges was obviously that we tried to get him to hold a snake and it came in here. Sometimes the way Pete reacts to things that he's scared of sounds like he's faking it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever get the impression that you think that, like, sometimes he's layering it on like a really thick layer of jam.
And I thought he was actually faking it before as
and
well.
And I thought, in the past, I have thought maybe he's not as afraid of snakes as he thinks. But that reaction was the most genuine reaction I've seen of Pete in the entire time we've been doing our show.
I'm shocked. And I actually thought he might break one of the computers here when he ran off.
Oh, he nearly broke a leg. Like, that was...
Is he all right, Boss Speedy? Can we get him back in?
He won't come in.
He won't come back in.
He keeps walking around going, I could feel it on my neck.
Wow. And you know what? Because that was so unexpected. Is that snake, Speedy, is that snake in here for any reason? Or did you intentionally bring it in with no warning just to do that to him?
Just for fun.
Just for fun.
I love that he was just not at all prepared.
I'll jump out and I'll see if he'll come back in when I'm not in.
Okay. Because you've still got the snake wrapped around your shoulders. Wow. He's going to play this audio back. Pete, if you're listening, I'm not saying you're not sincere. It's just that the reaction that you have to things sometimes just has the same tone as someone who would also be faking it. But that was the most genuine reaction I've seen. Hey, Pete. Pete, can you hear me? Can Pete hear me? Do you want to come in and do a podcast? I'm on my own in here. You can come back in, bud. Okay, he's coming back in now and he's still going to be reacting. He's really not over it.
Every time.
Are you okay?
I don't hate you. I just hate everything you stand for.
Wow, he's attacking the snake lady again. Is it Tanya? Liz? What's her name?
I can't remember.
But you weren't nice to her the last time. Pete is shutting the door. so that Rami can't get back in. Wedge it with a chair, Pete. I've seen it in movies.
No, I can't. I just don't have it in me. You know, like...
No, I'm saying wedge the door with a chair. Rami's got him the snake right up against the glass door where Pete is trying to keep the door shut. There's no way Rami can open that door with you against it. You are so much stronger than he is. Pete, give me your thoughts because we can still hear you in here. Pete.
What?
Well, I'm on the podcast on my own right now. Okay, I'll just tell people what's on the podcast while you're doing that.
I'm not letting go of this door.
No, you hold the door and I'll just do what's on the podcast. On this podcast, you're going to hear Jack Black's message to Pete. And I think Pete needs to hear that message now more than ever. Pete.
What?
I will hold the door if you just come and play Jack Black's message to yourself. I think you need to hear it right now.
Son of a bitch. Oh.
I think you need to hear it now.
Just play. You know when we did the 24-hour show and they brought snakes in?
Yes.
And I was like, okay. Put it on my shoulders, and I put it on there, and I just wasn't prepared for that.
Just,
and so
I want you to just play, Pete. I want you to just play Jack's message to yourself. You need to hear it right now. You need to hear it. Listen to Jack's words.
My co-host Pete couldn't come here today. Now, without me telling you anything about Pete and who he is or what my relationship is to him, is there anything you want to say to Pete?
I'd just like to say, Pete, you are complete. You are enough. You got it inside you, Pete. You've had it all along.
Did that feel different now?
Yeah.
You're so angry at Rami. but look, you will hear Jack's message to Pete and how he reacts to that when he first heard it. We talked about your worst injuries because you gave us so many yesterday that there were even worse ones today, which was shocking. I mean, it starts with a detached foot. Where do you go from there? We played Yay or Nay and we learn that a prominent Aussie likes to pee in his own backyard. We did Dear Kimber, where a listener has written in and told me that they are thinking about doing an open relationship, except their husband has said, you can go out and do it and I'm not going to. So we got your advice and we played Year Kidding Me, which of course you can play along. Pete, I think we can end the podcast. Let's leave them and we'll go and try and mend relationships with the people who have done horrible things to you.
I'm really tired. I'm exhausted.
You're okay.
And I'm a bit sleepy.
Okay, I'm going to come and give you a hug.
Just feel a bit sleepy. No, what have you got?
I haven't got anything.
No, what have you got?
You can trust me. I'm one of the good ones. I'm coming here. I'm just going to...
What have you got?
I haven't got anything.
What are you holding?
No, look, Kiki, do you want to pat me down? I haven't got anything. I haven't got anything.
Okay.
He's too scared to hug me, you assholes. Look at them.
Yeah, what have you got on you?
I haven't got anything. I haven't got, I'm just giving you a hug because you're not okay. Okay, enjoy the podcast.
Yeah, bye.
This is Jack Black with Pete and Kimber on Mix 94.5. Rock.
I met that guy.
Look at you go.
Like, I shook hands with that guy. Like, I was sitting opposite him, like, a meter away.
Yeah, I spend all my time the last couple of days responding to people on the text line and in our Mix fam and in our emails and say, when's Jack Black? When are we getting Jack Black? You're the only place in WA we're allowed to hear Jack Black. You're the only person who got him. When do we get Jack Black?
You know, you're going to hear him in completion, the whole interview. I'm going to play Friday morning at 8 a.m.
Fantastic.
But I can tell you, every time I said to someone, I'm going to go interview Jack Black, didn't matter how old they were, everyone from 10 years to 70 was saying to me, oh, love Jack Black. Like, he has so many fans. Of all the stars that we have interviewed, Jack Black got the most interest out of everybody.
I was saying to people, this is one of the biggest stars on the planet.
He is an absolute sweetheart. Yeah. Okay. I really hope that the interview delivers everything you want. But Pete... Good. I'm giving you a little taste of something now because I didn't want you to feel disappointed that I got to meet Jack Black and you didn't.
Thanks, I appreciate that. Well, I was slaving away at the crab fest over the weekend.
I asked Jack Black a question about you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play it for you now. And he has...
No, hang on. Are you going to play it for me where you've been playing the last couple of days?
No.
Or am I getting a bit more here?
You're getting his answer, his full answer to my question. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay.
Let's go.
Everybody shush. Stop.
My co-host Pete couldn't come here today. Now, without me telling you anything about Pete and who he is or what my relationship is to him, is there anything you want to say to Pete?
I'd just like to say, Pete, you are complete. You are enough. You got it inside you, Pete. You've had it all along.
Pete, thoughts? It was worth the wait, wasn't it?
That was amazing!
Oh my God! Isn't he great?
No, I will
I
be.
I gave him absolutely zero context to you, and I think that he nailed it.
He nailed it. I will be honest with you. I'm hoping for a bit more on Friday at 8 a.m., if I'm honest. Like, I mean, seriously.
The Pete and Kimber Podcast.
I was dining out on this story that we got when we did best calls for worst injuries yesterday, all day.
Yeah, when we play best caller wins, it's like we just give you any topic. And if you've got a great story about that topic, you call up. And if you're the best caller, you win. And it was worst injuries.
Want a few more of them this morning, nice and early.
Well, we had so many calls yesterday that we couldn't get everybody to air.
Like proper, oh my goodness, shockers, injury stories. Like we've got different people listening this early as well now. Man, tradies on your way to work. Like who's there who's had an accident with a nail gun?
Oh.
All right, who's out there?
Pete and Kimber's best call wins.
The best.
Oh, Mix Fam, you spoil us. You've come to play again. Best story about the worst injury you've ever had.
It's just dangerous getting about. Some of these are not even work injuries. Some of them are just like, I was at home and then I did this small thing and this terrible thing came from it. No, I don't understand. We're so fragile.
Before we get into these calls, I'm looking forward to this because I'm hearing there's some toppers from yesterday since we did this yesterday. Later on in the show. If you do want to hear probably the most downloaded piece of content we've done in the last few hours, wait until you hear the lady who said she got dog semen in her eye, which is on the podcast. On the Listener app, just search Pete and Kimber. Let's go to it. Sam in Shoalwater, tell us about your husband. Best story about the worst injury.
Yeah, he was lowering a car off a jack and crouching down, lowering the jack down. The bumper hit his knee, smashed his ankle to pieces, and he looked down and the sole of his boot was up with his foot still in it.
Oh, Sam.
Oh, God.
So he then put his boot back where it should be and tried to walk across the yard, but obviously collapsed. And yeah.
Wow.
Did he say when he felt it? Like, you know, because if you have a major accident like that, obviously your body goes into shock. How long before he was like, oh, goodness, my foot's not attached?
About 3 steps.
Oh, man.
That is the visual on that is so strong.
That's where we've started.
If we've started there, we thought normally our producers try to like build us up. They start sort of minimal and then they get worse. I'm so scared. Alicia in Averley. What happened to your uncle?
So pretty gross. He used to work at a mine up in WA and he was working with a sulfur gun. And I'm not sure how they work, but when he let go of the trigger, instead of it firing into where it needed to go, it went into his stomach. So it pretty much tore all of his stomach lining and skin apart and had to get a full, stomach graft.
That's just like getting shot. Those sulfur guns are insane.
Yikes.
Trevor in Maddington. Thai boxer. All we're reading here is Thai boxer. What's this worst injury of yours?
So I had a fight in Melbourne and I kicked this guy that hard in the ring, I smashed his leg in half. And I won the fight because I was the big underdog. So good on you, Queen Australia. So anyway.
God.
Gee whiz.
I know that's what you're meant to do in a ring, but...
Did he say, like, leg in half?
Yeah.
He said leg in half, didn't he?
Yuck.
Catherine in Wellard.
I'm so scared.
Hi, Catherine in Wellard. All right, bring us home here nice and strong. Worst injury, what have you got?
Well, it wasn't really a worst injury. It was more of a comedy theory. I was working at El Cabello Blanco on the stud side of things back in the day.
and my job was to guide the stallions into the mare to make sure that they did their job. And there was a busload of tourists watching and filming, and he was only a young stallion, and he pre-ejaculated all over me from head to foot. It was the most disgusting thing that's ever happened, and I had to, like, walk around dripping with...
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Catherine, what...
Catherine, I mean, look, what can we say? You're a great wingman.
Yeah.
But,
how much of it was there, Catherine?
No, we don't need to know.
How much of it was there?
I don't know, probably about 3 or 4 litres, maybe.
3 or 4 litres. In one go?
In one go,
What did it smell like?
He was very excited. He thought it was great.
Did it get in your mouth or like in your...
Why are you asking so many questions?
Did you say in your mouth?
Yeah, everywhere.
What a,
it was great.
Thank you, Catherine. It's been a lovely story. It's been a lovely story.
Man, I'm not done.
I definitely am.
Catherine, hold the line, Catherine. I'll come and chat to you out with the producers. I want there's more here. I'm not done. No more.
Dear Kimber.
Oh, time for a Dear Kimber here this morning. Occasionally, Mix Fam send us in something that's happening in their lives because they need a little bit of advice around it.
I've been getting a lot more lately. I think it's because the Mix Fam do a pretty good job of giving advice.
Oh.
Today's one, I'm going to give her the name Aphrodite.
Aphrodite, the Greek goddess.
Because obviously I don't reveal anyone's names, but today, Aphrodite. Dear Kimber. I've been married to my husband for 10 years now, and we were together for 5 before that, so 15 years all up, pretty solid. Lots of great times together over the years, never any dramas until now.
Ooh.
Over the past year, we have stopped being intimate. In fact, I can count on my hands the number of times we did our tax together, which was a little joke we made on the show last week, so I like that they're a regular listener. I love him so much and I want to grow old with him. However, I've got certain needs that are not being met and it's starting to become a real issue for me. I told a girlfriend about this. She suggested I open my relationship up. She herself is already in an open relationship, so this was a no-brainer for her, but I'd never considered something like that could even be possible for us. Thought about it for a little while. I sat my husband down and suggested the idea, told him how I was feeling, and that if he couldn't give me what I wanted in the bedroom, I could get it from others. But I did stress, though, that I do not want to end our marriage. The conversation actually went better than I thought.
Oh.
Except one problem. He said I can sleep with other men if it made me happy, but he doesn't want to sleep with anyone else. So now I'm in limbo. I'm happy he's open to the idea of me sharing myself with other men. However, I feel super guilty and worried that if I go through with it, it would change things for him and I. What do I do? If you've got some advice, maybe you've been through this, Mix Fam, some advice for Aphrodite. I don't think it's a problem.
I think it is.
I don't see it as a problem.
I see it becoming a problem.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's not interested in doing it. Oh, no.
So?
He
doesn't have to.
Initially, yeah, I'd say, fine, he doesn't have to. And in a perfect world, I reckon, yeah, absolutely that would work. It's not a perfect world. I think initially he'd probably be like, yeah, okay, look, I'm not going to do it because I'm totally and wholly committed to you, but I know I'm not feeding your needs. So, yes, you can go and do it. We're going to keep the marriage together. I reckon after a little while, someone with that perspective, it's going to start baking him a little bit.
What do you mean? Like they're going to regret it? I mean, they can change their mind at any time.
I reckon it's going to get under his skin. Yeah, but change your mind at any time. If you've changed your mind after she's gone and slept with a few other blokes, I reckon it's already gone too far.
I think there's plenty of people who do this. I think this is much more common than anyone talks about. And people feel embarrassed or ashamed of talking about like open relationships because... Mm. People, I don't know, they get a fair bit of judgment, I guess. But I don't feel like that. I think this is a thing. Like, for me, my advice would be have all of the conversations first. All of the conversations. So maybe work out what your rules are together. So, for example, you might have rules where you're like, nobody that we both know. Right?
It's Perth.
Not the same person regularly. because then it might become a thing. Do you or do you not discuss it with your hubby? He might go, I'm happy for you to do it, but please don't tell me about it.
Yeah, but you'll be thinking about it.
Doesn't matter. Some people prefer not to know. I've got plenty of friends of mine that are in couples where they say, we don't want to know about it. We're okay with knowing that it happens.
Yeah.
But I don't need it to be rubbed in my face. And they're fine with that.
Apparently she does.
Like, I think the important thing is you obviously need to find out if he's really okay with it, because he might just be saying it because he's worried he's going to lose you.
Yeah, and I think that's the case. I don't think he's really okay with it. Those couples that you're talking about that you know, and look, for the record, I'm cool with it too, but those couples that you're talking about that you know, are both of them out there? Are both of them out there opening
mixed
themselves
bag.
Up?
Mixed bag.
Mixed bag.
Yep. I've got absolutely girlfriends that are in relationships where they're not, they're out and meeting other people and the husband isn't.
I don't see how it works. I see eventually it goes down a path of it cooks their relationship. If one of them's not wholly into it.
Well, they're not wholly into it, but it's that thing of like sometimes you've been with your partner long enough and you recognise that the sex is separate to the relationship in some ways. And so people, if they need their needs met and it means you're not going to, you know, ruin your own relationship and you get to have both, then it's fine.
Hey, I'm more than happy to be argued against on this. I just think it's not going to work.
Oh, it's not an argument. It's opinion, right? Like, she's asking for advice, and that's the whole point, is that these are the things that you have to consider when you're thinking about doing something like that that you haven't done before. If you've got advice for Aphrodite, and, you know, tell us, is this happening in Perth? Have you been through this? Does it work?
All right.
Does it not work?
Marie and Marangaroo, you've got a big question that comes with your advice. Go on.
Well, I don't know that it's advice, but, I mean, I'm with you, Kimba. But I just wonder, why is he not stepping up? Why is he not saying, I can fix this, I can step up, I can put in some more effort?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she hasn't actually said why they haven't been together or why they haven't been intimate. And I guess the thing is, if he's saying he's okay with it, you've got to imagine that it's because he's not interested in being intimate.
Yeah.
And some people just lose that, right? Like, over time, some people just lose that interest, but they want to keep the partnership.
All right, so Marie thinks he's got to step up. Kerry and Mount Rishon, good morning. What's your advice here, or what are your thoughts?
I'm with you, Pete, definitely.
You think marriage is over?
I think it won't be very far off. If she's thinking like that now, it's going to eat away at both of them. Mm. And I'm of the old-fashioned value. I'm not with all this modern stuff, I'm sorry.
So, Kerry, if you don't mind me asking, if you and your partner were no longer being intimate for whatever reason, hormones change, people change, no one wants to do it anymore, is it just you just go along with it, you just accept it and go, yep, this is what you want and this is what we committed to, so I guess this is our sexless life now?
Well, it depends how old you are, I guess. Maybe if you're in your 20s or 30s, 40s, yep.
Yeah.
but it just depends what you want out of your marriage, I guess.
They've been together 15 years, so it's hard to tell. I don't know how old she is.
I don't know. I mean, if they've got good chat, that lasts a little bit longer into your 70s and your 80s than everything else does. But that's a hard one, hey. Like, that's a bloody hard one if you're talking about, you know, looking really, really long term. She can't be going out potting blokes the rest of her life.
Well, it's not for the rest of her life. What happens if they're only in their 40s? Mm. Could even their 50s? Mm. That's still too young. Again, I still hope to be having sex in my 60s and beyond. And if you're calling it quits now, that's pretty early.
Yeah.
We're just going to sit here and do nothing.
Not an old-fashioned view. I'll just clarify that because I'm all for the open relationship stuff. It's just if he's not into it, I just think that's where it falls over. Paul in Rockingham. Now, are you the Paul who called 2 weeks ago who said that you helped, your mate asked you to help him out because he couldn't sleep with his missus anymore, so you did?
Yes, that's right. So, I was just saying, it's like, you know, we answered that tricking about a tricky situation. That was a tricky situation. And I did it to help my mate out and to help them out, which was, as you said, was weird, was quite weird. But, you know, it helped them out and it got there. But as I said, they weren't together again because after Mia, she just it become another thing where she wanted somebody else as well. You know what I mean? So that wasn't only me, it was someone else, because he didn't, and that's where I think it all went sideways, because she was enjoying herself. He started getting a little bit distance from it. She started getting, like, wandering, like, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Like, he was on the side where he wasn't enjoying, because nothing changes for him.
Yeah, but the thing is that if someone's that insatiable and sex is that much of an important thing to them, then the marriage is probably going to end anyway.
Mm.
So she's trying to, I see it as an olive branch. She's going, this might work. Oh. If he says he's okay with it and he does manage it,
yeah,
then, like, that's a great way of keeping a solid marriage and relationship together instead of giving it up over one thing.
I know, but it's easy to be the one giving the olive branch when you're getting the fruit.
Yeah, but what's the difference between a friendship and a relationship, Pete?
You know,
generally, the sex.
Jordan in Mundaring, good morning. I think there's more to it than that. But Jordan in Mundaring, you're currently in an open relationship. So what's your advice for this couple?
I think that it needs to be an open conversation. So my partner and I, we're going on 12 years together, and we kind of got into that, like, 12-year at that 7-year itch, and, you know, things really mellowed out.
Oh, God, there's a 12-year as well?
yeah, like, we got into that, like, 7-year itch, and we both kind of went, like, you know, we've always had a good sex life, and it was that whole, like, where's this going? And it was, you know, put on the table, and, yeah, it sort of started off with, you know, a couple of drinks with someone else, and, you know, we went through the whole thing, and it's actually made everything better. But it is definitely an open conversation. Like, you know, he sort of prefers knowing what I do, whereas I couldn't give two cahoots what he does. As long as he tells me, hey, I'm going to go and catch up with so-and-so, I'm like, sure, don't tell me the details, just, like, as long as I know where he is. You know, whereas he likes, you know, all the details.
But see, Jordan, I said the difference here for me is that you're both getting some. Right, like, he's, you know, yeah, like, let's talk about this particular couple where he's not, but she is. How do you think they last through this?
I think it's definitely, when we sort of started, I was definitely on the back foot in comparison to him. But we sort of talked about it, and we sort of said, right, instead of going, like, straight into the solo thing, how about we try with a couple first?
Yeah.
And then ease into it. So we did a couple, and then we then went into the solo thing, and then if we both felt like it, we then went and did a, you know, the solo thing, or we did a couple, or, you know, and we swapped and changed, but it's always been, like, we've always been on the same page. The boundaries were set, the rules were set. So it definitely needs to be, like, without a set of rules and both being on the same page, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
So I think that she definitely needs to talk to him, and I think maybe it needs to be a suggestion of, hey, how about we, you know, try and find a couple.
But maybe he's just not into it. Why aren't we all just accepting that he's not into it? Like,
no,
he doesn't want to.
I don't know. I think we're accepting he's not into it. I'm accepting he's not into it right now. But when she's going, sorry, I'm not going to make it to dinner tonight because I need to go and get my needs met with this bloke that I, you know, like,
and
that's...
then maybe he'll magically step up.
Yeah. I don't think that's how it works.
Sorry, Aphrodite. I don't know if that helped at all.
Pete and Kimber's yay or nay.
Hello, Rami.
Hola.
Hola.
Happy Tuesday. It's Tuesday, right?
It's Tuesday.
For some reason, I thought it was going to be Wednesday.
It's Tuesday.
Oh my God. Damn it. We're going to Rami to run our lives.
Yeah, hi, Rami.
You're basically our personal assistant. You don't know what day it is.
It's been a long week, and it's only Tuesday. hey, three topics, 3 seconds to make up your mind. Mm-hmm. Are we ready for yay or nay?
Yay.
Graffiti isn't artwork. It's just trash.
3, 2, 1.
Nay.
Nay.
Oh. That's a hard nay, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because there is some graffiti art that's out there as art, and it is beautiful.
But there is some proper trash as well.
Yeah.
Like, let's be really clear. I don't want to see some high schooler going down putting his dumb name on a wall somewhere.
I think they call it a tag.
His tag.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. But there are other there's other bits of graffiti that I've seen that look quite spectacular.
What, like on Tonkin Highway or something?
Yeah. No, but like, it's beautiful. Trev Wazir.
No. You know what is sweet? I think that, like, you know, you get those like freight trains and they've all been quite heavily graffitied.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my friend lives near one of those train tracks. And she's been feeling a lot better about it ever since my partner James said to her, when you see the trains go by, you should just think of them as moving artworks and moving galleries. It's like galleries on wheels. Yeah. And she has appreciated them more than she did before.
I think your friend's been smoking something.
Good morning to everybody on Wharf Street at the moment as well.
You know, they, can I just quickly say, when I was a high school teacher, they'd be like, guys, teachers, there's a tag in the bathroom. We need to work out who it is. And all we would do is just walk around the classroom, and because these kids would just tag their pencil cases and their rulers. And we'd be like, I found him.
Idiots.
He's this guy.
All right, second one. Licorice should only be consumed if you have dentures.
3, 2, 1.
Huh?
In other words, licorice is only for old people.
Oh, I thought you meant because it rips your teeth out.
No.
Yeah, licorice is gross.
Yeah.
I don't like licorice. Anything aniseed anyway.
I love licorice. Yeah, and I'm a big fan of licorice.
When did you turn 85?
Let's see. Actually, according to my views on open relationships, in the last 45 minutes or so.
Did you only get into licorice when you became a dad?
No, I will have this. I've been a licorice fan long before I was a dad.
Hmm. Quick question.
Yep.
When was the last time you had licorice?
Been about a month.
When Pete they take it off the shelf, you'll be the one who goes, well, oh, my God.
It's not on special at the moment, all right? I'm also looking out for the specials.
Did you know they're getting rid of PK?
No.
What's PK?
The gum.
Why?
Because nobody buys it, Pete.
I buy it.
When was the last time you had PK?
Last year something. Jesus.
And final one, peeing in your backyard.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
Nice.
Ooh. Yeah. And sometimes I pee in other people's backyards. It's great.
Oh, no.
If you've got a lemon tree, I'll accept it.
It's good.
But otherwise, no.
Play this audio. So Husey from our Mix Fam, actually. Well, I say Mix Fam, but you know.
Husey.
Husey.
As the
Husey. Right. On the show, said this. Play it.
Everyone's watching TV, and we've got glass wall at the back of our house. So I will just walk out while they're watching TV and they can see me and I'll just wee in the backyard.
I don't know about that.
That's not the thing that I picked out of that. Who's got a glass wall?
Yeah. Well, I thought, imagine urine on a glass wall. Get the Windex out. Mm. Like, that's disgusting.
That makes me think he's just living in a place where he's got, like, one of those pools, those infinity pools that go off the edge and, like, the view of the entire suburb.
Overlooking everything.
I think the whole lemon tree peeing on it is okay, though, because you're consuming the lemon.
Yeah, but it's good for them.
Yeah, it's the nitrogen.
What happens if you're peeing on other trees?
Okay, so like hang on a sec. You get up me for being the dad. When did you turn dad? When did we become 6PR? How is this the gardening show all of a sudden?
It's not the gardening show. I'm just saying you shouldn't pee in your backyard. You have a toilet for a reason.
Oh, sorry, I missed that point. My apologies.
Oh, not again.
You kidding me?
Is there any room in here for our horses and Pete's head?
Yes, it is time for You're Kidding Me. I have made up 3 montages from 3 different years. You guys need to try and guess what year it is closest to the pin. What? Best
hang,
of 3.
Hang on. I believe
in miracles. Sorry, no, that was Kira's music. Kira's it's too music. Late, mate.
Sorry.
I've arrived.
Pete, you're trailing on 5. I'm on 8. Let's go.
Imagine a soldier the size of an insect. The ultimate secret weapon. What do you mean?
They're calling it the fight of the century, the bout between the two biggest names in boxing, Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Manny Pacquiao, this weekend in the richest match in history.
What year was that?
Ant-Man.
Oh. Ant-Man was a movie. Paul Rudd. I know you're a massive Paul Rudd fan,
Love
Kimber.
Love Paul Rudd.
Me too.
He's just excellent.
Going to push you both for an answer here.
I'm actually just having trouble remembering what year we're in.
This is currently 2024.
I was like, wait, if this is 2024, then that would end with this. God,
when did he come in? Civil War.
Okay, Kimber's giving me an answer.
I'm going to go with 2015.
Ooh, I went 2014.
Yeah. Very close.
Mm.
It was 2015.
Yeah,
first points to Pete. Let's go.
Civil War, baby, let's go.
Let's go to the second one. The
the gallery, far busier than usual as people came to see a notoriously blank wall, was searched thoroughly in the forlorn hope that the Picasso Weeping Woman had been hidden rather than stolen.
Clearly not much interesting happened in this year because there were two song grabs.
Yeah, so one of them was for a movie and one of them was for a
Top Gun. Well, that was another movie as well, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, that I can't remember.
I can't think of the name. Not the greatest showman on earth, but it's something like that.
I don't know, it was before my time.
Yeah, I know, I get it.
St. Elmo's Fire.
Yeah, what year was it? Okay, Kimber's gone early.
I think it's a bit later than what I think it is, so I'm going to go with 91.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I said 88.
Yeah, because I kind of felt like it may have had an 80s vibe, but then there's Top Gun. I don't know if Top Gun was a late 80s or beginning of the 90s movie.
Kerrod will tell you.
You're both a while off.
A while?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are.
What was it?
It was 1985.
No!
Yeah, so Kimber takes
points.
Gay,
I was closer!
Top Gun was 85!
Yes, it was.
Yep.
Oh. It's a long time, isn't it?
Okay.
Let's go to the third one.
TriStar Pictures presents Robin Williams. Jumanji.
Phone anywhere in Australia from the hottest places to the coolest places from 6 p.m. to midnight tonight, and the most you'll pay is just 75 cents for 5 minutes with Telstra STD. Phone someone now and say...
75 cents for 5 minutes with Telstra STD.
That grab
was
actually the year that Telecom Australia changed to the Telstra. So the name changed. What year was that?
Yeah.
Also, Mariah Carey Fantasy, absolute banger. okay, thank you, Kimber, for giving me a year.
Oh, I'm going to go with 1993.
I said 94.
So I went with 93 because I feel like I remember the Telecom becoming Telstra. Thing.
Pete, you won the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Kimber, you won the second one.
Come on, baby.
It's 1 year apart for you guys for the third one.
Yeah.
The year was 1995. So Kimber takes the points and leads by four.
Rock and roll.
Well done. Well done to you, mate. Well done. You got the chockies.
That celebratory music.
Yeah.
Set our next fire.
Go run in slow-mo around the station.
Yeah, epic.
This Pete and Kimber podcast is just a little taste of the show. Get a taste of life at Murdoch at Murdoch University's Open Day, Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tour the campus and find the course you're passionate about.